Democrat groups are so desperate that they're going for the pornography vote. I'm serious. They're now going to make, after making abortion and gender gaslighting and mutilation of children issue, now they're going after the porn users. What would you expect from a party that has a sex worker as its candidate? And a 30-second ad called, quote, Republicans rubbing you the wrong way, unquote. Now, they came up with that. A lot of double entendre there with that. A young woman is shown watching porn before an actor playing a... I said a young man. Anyway, an actor playing a Republican congressman takes away his phone. The guy says, how'd you get in here? Well, I am your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're banning porn nationwide. The guy says, get out of my bedroom, you creep. He says, well, I won the last election, so it's my decision, and I'm just going to watch and make sure that you don't finish illegally. This is how desperate they are. I tell you, the Democrat Party is just demonic at this point. All they sell is debauchery. No political party is seriously likely to ban porn at the federal level, says The Hill. And they're right. And you know, even if they were to ban it, it wouldn't work. How did that drug prohibition work? How did that alcohol prohibition work? How does any of this prohibition work, especially on moral issues, right? I mean, you can prohibit murder, but you're still going to have people committing murder. But when it is something that is a moral issue, it's very easy to just buy off the politicians and the policemen and all that and get them to look the other way because they're looking at this and they're saying, well, people are making that decision on their own, and even calling it a victimless crime. A number of states have, however, taken action in recent years to tighten access to pornography, including at least 19 states that require age verification to access online porn. And again, when we look at the unintended consequences of prohibition, or maybe they are intended consequences, this is a backdoor to digital ID. And I don't support that. Look, the police are never going to be able to change morality, right? I've had for many, many years interviewed people with a group of former district attorneys, prosecutors, cops, and so forth, who were opposed to drug prohibition because they said, this is a problem, but it's not a problem that's going to be solved by law enforcement. You see, the problem is that Americans increasingly are like the proverbial person who's got one tool. The only tool they got is a hammer. And so to them, everything looks like a nail. And they go around hammering stuff and breaking things. And that's where America is right now. Liberals, as well as conservatives, think that their only tool is government. And they think the government's only got one tool itself, and that is to prohibit things that they don't like. So they want to get the right person in, and they want that person to prohibit stuff that they don't like. But when you look at the Democrat Party here, again, just to underscore that it is the party of perversion and debauchery, we got Monica Lewinsky suggesting that Democrats can ease their election anxiety with books about sex, with coloring books, and with books about abortion. Monica Lewinsky offering 25 ways to calm down before the election, to relieve stress by reading literature on feminism and abortion. I don't know, that raises my stress level somehow. I don't know. And through having sex, a suggestion seen as tone deaf given her own past. In a recent piece in Vanity Fair, her closing recommendation, a suggestion to use sex as a distraction. Was she the one that suggested that to Bill Clinton? Vanity Fair, of all things. I mean, they were back to Pilgrim's Progress, I guess, in the real sense. She also lists costume planning. There you go. That helps you to get rid of your stress. Netflix, dancing, shaking your booty, activism, and reading, and her recommended books focused on feminism and abortion, which she describes as one of the most vital issues on the ballot this year. Well, of course, it's vital for the party of sex workers like Monica Lewinsky and Lala Harris. That's what they are. They're sex workers. As a matter of fact, she has advocated for sex worker-led funding to support advocacy, community care, and the rights and safety of sex workers. You know, Lala goes on a sex podcast, and that's what these people are. They're prostitutes. That's why abortion is so important to them. It's their insurance policy. She concludes her list with a provocative suggestion. She says, and if all else fails, there is always sex. So I guess if your career's not going too well for you, you can get appointed as a district attorney or an intern or whatever. There's always sex for these sex workers. As Breitbart says, ironically, former President Bill Clinton said that his high-profile affair with Lewinsky was one of the things that he did during his presidency to, quote, manage my anxieties. Well, there you go. That's where she, I don't know who came up with that idea, him or her. I thought he was also managing his anxieties by bombing other countries. You know, managing his anxiety when people noticed what he was doing to manage his anxiety. And to keep people from noticing that he got caught in adultery. So, you know, just go bomb in other countries. You got a Hillary Clinton has a husband who is banging Lewinsky and bombing other countries, and she calls us deplorable.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets
and
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.